According to a draft United Nations report, the countries of the world have collectively been so reluctant to deal with climate change that the situation has become critical. The risk of severe economic disruption is rising, and another 15 years of failure to limit carbon emissions could render the problem nearly impossible to solve using existing technologies. As reported in the New York Times, further delays would most likely force future generations to develop the ability to extract greenhouse gases out of the atmosphere and store them underground to preserve our planet's livability. However, it is presently not clear whether such technologies will ever exist at sufficient scale. Perhaps most shocking is the finding that the world's governments continue to spend far more money subsidizing the production and use of fossil fuels than to accelerate shifts to cleaner energy. While the spread of technologies such as solar power and wind farms create an impression of rapid progress, these developments are more than fully countervailed by rising emissions from fossil fuels over the past decade, particularly in rapidly expanding nations like China. Moreover, nuclear power, one of the most important sources of low-carbon energy, is actually declining as a percentage of the world's energy mix. For WIPR, I'm Aniban Basu.